How's everybody doing? Yeah, you fired up, excited? Okay. Turn with me to Psalms 34. We're gonna have an awesome 1 hour worship and the word. So put on your seatbelts. We're gonna be sharing about the vision and dreams by all the leadership. But before that, we got to do the communion, right? We got to communion with the Lord. Turn with me to Psalm 34. So, David, as you've been reading the book of Psalms, he wants to connect with God, right? And I believe that today, you and I want to connect God, right? Oh, come on. Not just Sunday morning at 10:17, but Monday morning, 8 o'clock, at 9, at Tuesday, similar, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, at the end of the week, and still we want to connect with God, right? And so here David is striving, and I want as a fellowship, as a church, to strive to connect with God. The word communion is commune with God, to connect with God. It's no point taking the bread and the wine and it's like, oh, that didn't taste so good. It's not about the taste. Oh, I thought it was going to be real wine. It's not about the taste. Or some churches do wafer. What is this? It's not about the taste. It's about the heart. How do you connect? While you take the bread and the wine. Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times. Does it say just Sunday? Monday? Tuesday? Sometimes? All times. His praise will always be on my lips. Oh man, that's challenging. That's challenging. Right? Good times, bad times. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. I'm just going to talk in a few minutes before we take the bread and the wine. It's praising him, extolling. It's our soul boasting in the Lord. It's about bragging about God, how God is moving my heart, your heart, the hearts of each other. You know, last Sunday was so incredible to see the teens really worshiping and giving their hearts. Let's give a hand to the incredible teens. To top it all off, we played basketball. Calvin against Cornerstone. And Cornerstone won. So the teens who want to go to Cornerstone one day, amen. And some of the teens went to the Calvin, amen, it's all good. But we're so good to come together. And so Tucson and Sal are going to settle the score next time. Because the teens want to come back again. So let's get that, keep that that fun going. But we're boasting the Lord. I was so fired up that we're scoring, you know, Caleb did, I don't know how many three-pointers. He did it for the Lord, right? That's what we do. What we do is we're doing it for the Lord, and that's what David is talking about. Whatever we do, we're boasting not in ourselves, or keep on boasting, but in the Lord. That means before you do it, your heart needs to be right, have the right motivation. Exalt his name together. God delivers from all fears. I want this week in our triads, if you're new to the church or visiting, or we structured as all, everybody is part of a triad, threes and fours, where you're coming together and sharing your heart. We connect with God, but we connect with each other too. I really believe that is the power of relationships. Amen to that. So if you want to be part of that, please talk to the person you came with. You can be part of the triad too. But what I'm going to do is for us to read the scripture, that's Psalm 34. Read for a minute, internalize it, and share with the person next to you, and then we'll pray, and we'll take the bread and the wine. Amen to that? So take 2-3 minutes and be able to just read Psalm 34. Share what you got out of it to the person next to you, and we'll pray together and take the bread and the wine. Go ahead and share with the person, and then we'll pray. What's up? So, I think David is so excited because I think only God can deliver this fear. So sometimes I fear for my mom, sometimes fear about future. So yesterday I talked to my mom, and I was feeling the burden. Getting the burden about fear, it's like, I'm not going to be, so, she fell down going to the hospital, so, she fell down, yeah, that's me, so, I'm praying through it, yep.
Yeah, I haven't been reading yet, but.
Oh, you're still reading? Okay, go ahead. I texted you this morning.
Really?
And I said, oh, we'll connect later. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, it's so good to read the Word of God. It is so good to share our heart and be able to connect with you. God, for those who are brokenhearted, that we will come to you for rescue. For those who are afflicted, that we'll come to you for strength. God, if there are fears in our heart about our future, about our health, God, yesterday I was fearful for my mom where she went to the hospital and she fell. I felt so helpless, Lord. And God, I know there's so many fears in this world that to hear David pray that you delivered all his fears, it was zero. And God, help us to be that person this year to drive out the fear but have more faith. All this is possible because your son Jesus went to the cross. You feared death. You feared the rejection. He went through everything we'll be going through. But Lord, he went with your strength. Lord, I pray that each one of us here will go to you and share our heart this week, today, to
as we take the bread and the wine, as we commune with you and with one another. Lord, we love you in his name. Amen.
The last conference at San Antonio 2012, they were predicting 8 to 10,000, but eventually it filled up the whole San Antonio Spurs stadium of 18,000 people. We just packed up the whole basketball NBA thing. So I hope you can make it. It's 75 countries around the world. We are just celebrating fellowship, different languages from Russia, from Japan, Africa, Hong Kong, South America, Canada, Europe, London. I mean, last time from London, 150 people came, which is so amazing. They're fired up. People from Hungary, I can go on and on. Turkey, Istanbul, you name it, there's lots of people coming. So if you want to be part of it, go to that website, link up. Things are getting filled up very quickly. There are like 5 hotels, but they're opening up. As Ron said, all roads are going to Orlando. But anyway, hope to see you over there. All right. Before the brothers come up one by one, after me is going to be Jeremias pretty soon. I just want to share Isaiah 43:16-18. And I hope that as I talk about vision and dreams, I hope you too in 2019 will grab the vision, what God can do for you. All right? In Isaiah 43, in verse 16, I am the Lord, verse 15, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path to the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former thing. Do not dwell on the past. Is that present? Past. See, I'm doing a new thing. God's talking to the people of Israel back in the day when they were defeated, they were in famine spiritually, and God's saying, wake up. I did amazing things. I opened up the Red Sea. I led Moses and all the people. I held the mighty waters. Can you even imagine? Sometimes you're scared to even put a foot in that water. But God just opened up the whole Red Sea. See? I'm doing a great thing. God's doing amazing things here in Grand Rapids Church. But do you see it? Do you perceive what God is doing? The word new thing in Greek, for those who are interested, it's fresh. It's never done before. Unused. It's a whole new ball game. Amen to that. I mean, what we played with the teens and a couple of dads and the basketball game, we've never done it before. All playing one game and scoring baskets. We haven't done it before. But that was only my dream for a few months. It happened. Amen to that. God is dreaming big. My first point, maybe two points. Number one, dream big and strong. I don't know if you know these people. They're Australian missionaries who went to Orissa, India. By the way, Grace is from Orissa. Okay? Australian missionaries, Dr. Graham, his wife Gladys, and 2 sons, they were soldiers of Christ. The movie came out a few weeks ago. Please go ahead, see it. It's powerful. They dreamt big. They saw the leprosy in India. They saw a village. And they want to go serve. And through the clinics, through relationships, they started building and building and building and helping the leprosy. The movie says it all. But the local crowd who don't know God decided to create problems. And one day after another, problem after problem, affecting their marriage, their kids, and everything.
For the local people, 20 years ago, it's actually 2 weeks anniversary of 20 years now, 1999, Jan, third week, Dr. Graham and the two boys were serving one clinic, and overnight they decided to sleep in the van, and the local people came during the night, put kerosene, put oil, and they burned the whole thing up. It was a big news 20 years ago. The wife and the daughter heard the news. And that the local authorities came, brought the verdict, brought the people responsible. And Gladys Staines said, "I forgive all of those." Today, Gladys, his wife, and his daughter Esther, are still serving in the leprosy in that camp. They're dreaming big. You know, how is our dreams today? Is it just one day, one Bible talk, one family group, one Sunday? That's my dream. I want to have a great Sunday. I want a great year. What about 5 years from now? How's your dream? Secondly, oh, by the way, one of my dreams is that's me right there trying to do a selfie. Dean's dad owns Notion Marketing down here on Division, and his heart, we need to bring the gospel. And so Dean and I are collaborating a Bible talk on the marketplace. And now we have five people. This is John, another owner. He owns another company. We're setting a Bible with him. And before you know it, I don't know if you've seen her, she's a student in Calvin. They're just fired up. And my dream is to beg, and I'm going to plant and water for God to grow. And so, how is your dream today? Is it big and strong? Secondly, dream again and always. Pam and I knew this couple, Ram Kumar and Malini, 20 years ago. Just ordinary Joe disciples of the church. Two kids. They heard the call. Bangalore decided to send out a church planting. And they said, "We'll go. Train us. Here am I, send me attitude." How Isaiah had it in the book of Isaiah. Today, Sunday, it's already done, Sunday evening. Today, they got sent out on a mission team to plant a church in Hosur, a Hindu city, a population of 118,000, almost the size of Kalamazoo. Almost. But if you put Kalamazoo, I think it's 74,000 something, 262. And by the way, out of that population, 74,000, 262, we got three people sitting right here, or two maybe, from Kalamazoo. But my point being, is you put Kalamazoo and Portage together, it's 300,000, third biggest city in Kalamazoo. And I'm putting it out there, who wants to go? Who wants to be? I appreciate Chris expressing he wants to go one day and be part of the team. And my dream in 2020, I'm convincing Lansing and Detroit and all, it's time to go. What about us? You know, this year we have three graduates from Calvin. Melissa, Tucson, and Simon. God bless you for your future. But 3 years ago, Simon's dream to start a Bible talk in Calvin. Never done before in my lifetime or his lifetime. That was even my dream, his dad. We need to start a Bible talk. Yes, Paul. And before you know it, we got students coming to Christ. But now they're graduating. Who's going to take over? Well, all eyes go to Jonathan. Jonathan is grabbing the dream and saying, "I'm going to do something." He led his Bible talk debut on his birthday 2 weeks ago. That was super. Are we going to dream again, brothers and sisters, to do great things for God? We need somebody in Kalamazoo College to lead. We need again in Calvin. We need again in Grand Valley State. We need ministries. Praise God for the mass stepping up for youth and family. We need others to stepping up. Then you might say, well, I don't know if I have the talent to do it. Well, I'll give you some ideas. You ready? Oh, come on, man. You see ESPN, all that? Come on, man. Right? You say, well, I'm only a mechanic. Then start a mechanic ministry. Well, I'm a biker. Well, let's start a biker's ministry. I'm a trucker. Then start a trucker. But you know, so many depot along Michigan, you can have a Bible talk right there. Or food ministry. We got so many teachers here. I put this idea to some teachers in the past. Start a teacher's ministry. Or a professor. Or a professional. Or I'm a nurse. Well, then start a nursing ministry. Or medical mind ministry. I don't know. Bus ministry. I don't know. There's so many you can do. So many. You want more ideas? Sports. Basketball ministry. Soccer ministry. Amen? We got two from the Cornerstone basketball, soccer team. That's awesome. But we have Deshaun playing for the Cornerstone basketball team. Amen to that. The church in London, they love football with the leg. They call it soccer here. And so the church in London, like 30 years ago, said, you know what, we're going to reach out to a lot of football players. Because you think about it, Liverpool, Manchester United, you name it, Chelsea, all these teams are like, we got all the fans here. But they said, you know what, we're going to reach out to other churches and form a league and play against each other. You know, through that soccer football ministry, they help so many football players come to Christ. Amen to that. Amen. There are great, incredible opportunities. God's giving opportunities. We have in this room at least 50 companies we represent. Either we are working. How about starting a Bible talk? Even 15 minutes. That's what we did. That student came for 15 minutes in the break time. While the others are playing on the phone and eating, she said, I'm going to come for Bible study. You put the sign out there, you don't know who's going to show up. It's about putting. Once you put, you build, it will grow. Amen to that. At this time, I'm going to ask Jeremias to come and share his vision. We have our family group leaders to come and share their vision and dream for 2019 for the church and their group. So let's give a hand to Jeremias Lopez from Kirkwood.
Morning. How are we doing today? All right. My name is Porfirio Jeremias Lopez. It's too long, right? And my dad, they call me Lopez. It's short, so it's all right. I came from Guatemala. It's hard to see. It's hard to see in the map, right? So I just came, left, and I got here. I didn't know about God, anything. So I think God has a dream for me, or He has a plan for me, what's in the future. So I just do my stuff on my own. So I came to church, got baptized, just come regularly to church, come and sit and go home, and that's all right. And someday, like I said, well, you're going to lead a Kenwood family group. Okay, the first thing, being clearly or honestly, I said, no, I don't want to. Maybe I shared it before, but I said, it's hard. You got to be it's a lot of job, too. But I said, you know what? Everything I see what God did in my life behind me is a great thing. I said, I'm not going to turn my back to God like this and say no. What if God said to us, we ask one thing, and God said no? We feel bad, right? So I said, sure, I can take it, So we start, me and my wife, I opened my first Bible when I was 23 years old. So I didn't have nothing. My parents didn't teach me anything in the Bible. I just come home, kids, you know, like playing soccer, sweaty, tired, go home, eat, and go to sleep. That's it. Until open. Then we start like leading the group. I wrote something, so it's hard for me to remember everything. And it's, as a group, like we have a vision, we have a plan. Like last month, we made it like a plan. What's in the future? You know, the first thing is like it's growing and closer. We made a schedule, like we meet like 2 times a month, the first and the third. We have like sometimes we made it like a plan. Sometimes it doesn't work, but we shift and we keep going and we don't stop and we keep go. We do like a plan. So you know, and I have a hard time sometimes, and to make a lesson. So I ask brothers to help me to take a turns. Like, it's a last thing over me. So I ask them, so they agree, say, sure, we'll help you out, you know, so we take a turn to teach too. So, and the other thing on our list, prayer night? And we didn't do it yet, but we're gonna start doing it like soon. And we as we do like we meet 2 times a month. One Saturday we have a lesson, and the next Saturday we have like a movie or game, or you know. So last week we went to sledding. It was a great time. I didn't want to go because I had a problem with my knee, but I said, okay, today was fun, so I can do it. So I have fun. So that's, yep, and we made a plan like 4 years ago. It's like a vision. If we're going to keep doing it, we went to the nursing home. It was fun, you know, being about, you know, around people, like, you know, make them like smile and help them. We bring snack, games, and they had great time. So we've been doing that for 4 years. So it's fun, and yep. So that's we're gonna keep doing that. And my personal plan for the family group, it's a James 5:16. Confess your sin to each other and pray for each other. So I think that's a great, you know, to go deeper and, you know, to know each other. It's like we are family in this church. So thank you very much. And
share about the singles ministry. And so we are well on our way, second year, really doing it. Just a little while ago, some of you guys saw we did the chili for the poor. That was really successful, really fun. Praise the Lord for Lauren leading it up this year. And amen. Obviously, it's a group effort, so it was great. So we also plan to serve again. The Veterans Home did that last year. You know, if anybody wants to come, you're always welcome to join too. Kevin, me and Kevin put in some work. Kevin's with the kids. He's putting in more work with the Lord. And that was really fun, seeing those veterans and having them be encouraged that day. You know, they're all disabled, and so just there to encourage them. And so, and then the nursing home, where you guys were, Jeremy was saying, we definitely got to try to join you guys with that. I was just thinking about that. Maybe this summer, we're trying to do maybe like 3 events a year, just to serve, you know, because we need it. And other people need it. So, also, So, let's see. The singles, they've been meeting after church on Sunday, just to let you know. And we've been, you know, just getting lunch after church. Nothing too elaborate. But there's hopes that, you know, that small group discussion will continue to grow. And it'll be kind of like a triad. And there'll be, like, openings for, you know, further discussions on, like, the sermons, as well as, like, going into a devotional thought that, you know, if I get around to it, to make one, or hopefully we share the effort, and everybody kind of chips in, makes a devotion, and just in a natural, organic way, getting that fellowship. And so that's something going on. And then, so in the future, too, an offshoot of the singles and campus ministry, I know Rachel talked about it a long time ago. We may create like a young professionals ministry coming down the road. So be praying about that. And we want to be inclusive of everyone, you know, every age, gender, ethnicity. But we also want to, you know, intentionally meet these needs, these real genuine needs that people have in their lanes of life that they're in, like singles or just getting into like a professional career, stuff like that. So we're trying to have these individual ministries, not because we're trying to be weird, but because we're trying to meet these needs specifically. So as long as, you know, we're prayerful and unified in this effort, I think we can do that, and having God's word lead. Amen. Finally, got a lot to get through. So finally, I need to mention the KZU stuff, like Amun was talking. God willing, we're going to have a strong ministry there someday. We already got a ministry presence. People holding it down here today. And where's Maddie? So there's one more person that is going to be here next week probably. And hopefully she's doing all right. So this is going to be also a unified effort because not everybody's perfect. And so, you know, we got to work together to create ministries that can impact entire cities. Be real quick here. We're going to need a lot of outside advice too. So start calling around different churches, getting help, advice, guidance. As we need to do this for the Lord, but we can't do it ourselves. Be praying about that, make an impact. You know, we got these Bible studies going there. Right now, just following up, keeping Anthony strong. Lauren's doing her thing with the sisters. And so, you know, it might turn into a house planting type situation, house church planting in KZU, but just be praying. And start dreaming big and praying. The love of God will spread. Amen.
How's everyone doing? Okay, so as you guys have heard, I am Sal, and I am one of the campus ministry interns, and today I just want to share with you guys our dreams, our goals, our visions, and how it's been going so far. Beginning of fall semester last year, we had a retreat, and the premise of our goal this academic year was from Philippians 2. We want to be out of ourselves, not be selfish in the way we live, and to be more like Jesus, be surrendered, and be willing to just do whatever we got to do, whenever we got to do. On that note, one of our goals this year is to bond a lot more with the teen ministry. Is to get time, and we've already planned some Devo activities with them, because, I mean, they say we might be the future, but they're younger than us, so they're the future for us. So, I mean, that's our goal. And then another one of our goals is to just keep on reaching out. I mean, I just want to point out that when I first joined the campus ministry, there was four of us or five of us. And now, I mean, just look at it. God has made us grow so much more. We're just out there. And our goal and our prayer is that God continues to do that. As these three people graduate, there's people coming in to replace them. As campus Sundays will be wonderful. We got campus Sunday next week, by the way, so invite campus students so we can reach out to them. But just more people coming in to join in and in support. Also, one of our dreams is to have a campus ministry couple to come in from a different church or something with that fresh, new, different experience and come just fire us up and get us moving as well. But most of all, have you guys ever seen Spy Kids? Yeah, remember when Floop, or whatever his name is, trying to explain how to dream big? He goes, to dream big, you first have to dream small. So one of our small goals is excellence. And I want to share this song, not sing it, just share a lyric from it. I was going to play the lyric, but unfortunately I didn't plan ahead. So the song is Praise Is What I Do. And the lyric goes, I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I can do because praise is what I do because I owe it all to you. And the fact is we owe everything to God. And we want to be excellent in everywhere we are, with school, with our sports, with our campus ministry as a ministry, with the teens, with everything we do. We want to be excellent and give our best in it. And that is our little goal for every single day, to ensure that we're getting better and better. So pray for us and hope that we can exceed in these goals. Thank you.
Thanks, Al.
Hi. I'm Ron Markham, and we represent the ADA group. We've always been called the ADA family group, but we're gonna leave ADA this year. So in keeping with the theme of looking forward and not looking at the back, looking at the past, we're going to bring our financial expertise to the church. But we're not going to just bring it there. We're going to make it in a way that you can outreach and invite people to these classes. We're going to focus on the future. So, for example, for the campus, right now, campus, they have student debt, they're entering a new workforce, that kind of thing. What financially will please God in doing that? And so you'll be able to, we're going to make out invitations, you can invite people. There's a tuition, but the family group is going to pay for the campus, except for the $10, so each person would pay $10, but we're going to cover the rest. And same with the singles, you know, they're finally making money, they got God's economy versus their economy. Looking forward, how are they going to move ahead in there? And same with the marrieds and mature disciples, looking for ways to, you can use these invites, bring people in. These classes are excellent. There's material in there. There's just a small tuition fee. The rest is going to be covered by our group. And we know the campus has transportation problems, right? They can't get everywhere. So we're going to go to the campus. And we'll set up something over there, and we'll have the classes over there. And same with the singles. We'll go where the singles are so that we're not stuck in just ADA. We're going to be all over. So it's the Harpers and the Markhams that are going to facilitate the class, and the rest of the family group is going to pitch in and help teach these things. They are great principles. Every lesson ends pointing to Christ. So it's not just, even though money is the biggest thing in the Bible, it's the most talked about, every lesson will have something that brings them to Christ. And that'll be something you can follow up with and keep studying with them and going forward. Okay, that's ADA.
Morning, church. You guys ever felt like you failed dearly at something? Yeah, I think we all can understand that. You know, one of the things when we look to a vision forward, we want to leave behind the past. But so many things from the past we can learn from. For me, many of you guys don't know, but I have two older daughters. Lots of failed things in my relationships in the past and or with my family. But now, praise God, I have an awesome wife, three kids with her. So one of the things that we want to do, not only in our family group, but we also want, if there's anybody who really wants to work on their relationship with their spouse and or with their children, feel free to get with us. And one of the reasons that we want to do that is because that can lead to healthy relationships with our spouses, our kids, and then we can move on into leadership. One of the prerequisites in Timothy, 1 Timothy 3, Paul talks about the prerequisites for leaders and deacons. He says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? And, you know, if anybody sees hypocrisy, it's children. And there's so much we can learn in our families about how to lead in any type of leadership role. And when we become great servants to our family, we can be great servants in the church. So if anybody would be interested in getting into a Bible study, if you know somebody who's interested in that, please forward our number to them or forward their number to us and we'll contact them. Thanks so much, guys.
Well, I got to say that Wendy and I are super excited to be leading youth and family ministry. We're super excited to be involved in your kids' life, be involved in your life as parents. You know, our mission, our vision for youth and family is households that serve the Lord. Joshua 25:15b, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And we see that it takes strong marriages. It's going to take parents showing the way. And it's going to take children who know God, children who know Jesus, and children who know themselves. So this year we planned a bunch of lessons and activities and events for both the youth and for the parents that'll be tied into these, helping the kids to know who God is, helping the kids know who Jesus is, and to really realize who they are. Where do they fit in this society? You know, last week I talked about these different stages of life that they're going through. And so it's going to be great because we'll be able to help the teens in the middle school, or that we've been calling them high school and middle school to be more clear, with where they fit in this world. You know, helping them transition from being middle school to high school and transition from high school to campus. So grateful for the campus being involved and helping our teens and kind of pulling them up. That's what it's going to take. I mentioned last week it takes a village. And that's why we're all up here today, to share our vision of how the village is going to work together to build up God's kingdom. Amen. So I really look forward to just sharing with you our thoughts this year. Looking forward to getting with the parents this month, having a great dinner, just a great discussion around how we can help our kids and show them the way. And also we have two events this March. March 2nd and 3rd, the Teen Conference in Indy. And also on March 22nd, the campus is going to be hosting an event for the teens as well. So super excited. To God be the glory. Amen.
Good morning, church. My name is James. My wife, Kelly, and I lead the Downtown Family Group. I hate to brag, but we've got a distinct advantage over the other family groups. That's downtown Grand Rapids right there. We've got a beautiful city that God has blessed us with. One of the things that we had talked about doing in the past was get up and get out. And that's something that we really didn't do when we were planning on doing it. It's something that we are going to do this year. Our family group has grown to the point where we're really kind of, you got to butter people's shoulders and hips to get them in the door and in the living room. So God has really blessed us there. We have fantastic discussions every family group. We get really deep. And I pray that God's going to let us continue that. I pray that we're going to get closer as friends and family, continue to have open hearts and share from the very depths of our soul. Troubles come out, things that are bothering us, and the whole group works together to help get the individuals through that. And that just really shows the hearts of the people in our family group, and I want to thank everyone in our family group for being that way. Those of you that were here for the teen event last week, the Bible says this, Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. I want you to take and look at that in what inheritance God has given us. God gave us salvation. God gave us his word. That's our inheritance. And are we sharing that with our children? If you look back there, that entire back corner, all you guys stand up. Joshua in the back, Joshua, Connor, Caleb, Jacob, Alyssa, Christina, Maya. Those kids are in my family group, right? So just thinking about that, and that's pretty overwhelming to think of. Just thinking about that, this year we're going to incorporate that group right there more into the lessons, more into the outreach. We've got, we as parents, as Steve said, we as parents need to help direct the youth to God so that they know God like we do. And that's going to be one of the goals for our family group. So get ready, guys. Get ready. Don't worry, it's just going to be mainly teaching and helping and assisting. You guys are going to be, it'll be fun, I promise that. But yeah, that's going to be the focus of the downtown family group. So, helps if I point it the right way. I should know that by now. And I'm going to go ahead and close. You know, real quick, just to kind of speed things along, one thing that I had in my notes that I really want to share. Look to the future. What can God do? Not what can we do. Because we can't do anything if we don't have God's backing. If we have an amazing vision, if we have an amazing dream, and our faith is in God to help us get there, it's going to happen no matter what obstacles get in our way. No matter what we try and do to stop it, God's going to make it happen because it's what God can do and not what we can do. I encourage the church, have great, great dreams. Have amazing visions of an incredible future that glorifies God in every possible way. Dream about how big this church can get, how many people we can reach out to. Just blowing the doors off of Cornerstone and having to find some massive building to meet in because we have so many people. That's an amazing dream to have because all those people are going to be our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's what God calls us to do. We're going to have one final song, and we'll go to God in prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you so much for just the ability to be able to focus on vision, to look to the future, to see great things, to hope that they can happen, Lord. I pray that it will be in our hearts, Lord, that as we think of these things, that we depend on you, that we pray to you, that we reach out to you, that we depend on you, Lord, to make these things happen, because we cannot do them ourselves. Lord, I thank you for the leadership of the church, for Pam and Uman, for helping us to direct where we need to go, Lord. I thank you for everyone here, for their hearts to hear your holy word, to work on ourselves and become better people, better Christians, Lord, better followers of you. We love you, God. We pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Okay, let's stand. Let's tell the Lord we're excited about what's going to happen in the future. Our visions, our dreams.
Teach them to bow before the Father. Teach them to